Hard melt him in moder hat mir skilde kaupa fleog fagrar ora fara brot med vikingo
fara brot med vikingo.
Hello everyone, and welcome back on board, all of you who usually sail with me, and welcome to all of you who are new here as well. I'm honored to have you all on board my longship, as always. I hope you all have had a wonderful Yule time. Mine has been awesome so far, apart from that I'm having a very bad cold, so if I sound like a duck this episode, you'll know why. I apologize in advance. Anyhow, so the last episode I went through a little archaeological intro of rituals, ceremonies and cult houses, as well as some very small fragments of mysticism. And I'm gonna keep talking Norse archaeology in this episode, as well as I'm gonna sprinkle a little bit of mysticism in this one too, here and there, and continue talking about specifically the findings underneath the floor of the Frösö church, which I mentioned in the previous episode. So if you are curious of what those findings are, I suggest you listen to that one first and then this one afterwards, okay? Now let's dig into this kind of creepy church. Frösö church is located on a big island in Jämtland, which is called Frösön. It's the biggest island in the lake Storsjön, which means the big lake. And the name Frösö is actually quite special since it's named after the Venerian god Frey. Frösö is actually directly translated to Frey's Island, simply enough. And as you guys know who have been sailing with me for a while now, my matron is his twin Freya. But Frey is very dear to me as well in so many ways, so this all is extra fun for me to talk about. And I would very much want to visit Frösö and this church someday in my life. And when and if I do, I might do a little video when visiting there. So I mentioned in my previous episode that there was findings of human bones amongst other kinds of bones, and a rotten tree stump underneath the floor of the church built there. And the fact that this church itself was built on top of this whole sacred place is symbolizing the Christian overtake overall, for sure, and is like a big statement. And the placement of the findings were right under the altar inside the church, which I think also has some very symbolic meanings. But I think that there actually was more and deeper meaning into the fact that the altar was placed right over them. And I'll get to that in the end of the episode. But first, I want to discuss the tree stump that was found under the altar, which is like the center of all the other findings, since they were all surrounding the tree stump. And trees were very important in the Norse faith in general, as we know already. Trees were, however, also very important in Celtic faith as well, actually, which I'm gonna talk about in a separate episode later on. But in these old belief systems, there was certainly something otherworldly with trees, and the fact that these bones and other offerings were found around a tree stump makes perfect sense for that. But there were certain trees that were of particular meaning to certain rituals, ceremonies, and certain deities. And the stump that was found under the altar was a birch, which is very significant, I believe, to this particular island and the god it was named after, Frey. So let's dive into the metaphysical properties of this beautiful tree to better understand the findings under the church. Firstly, the name birch means shining light in Old Norse, and I'll explain what birch is spiritually to me first, and after I've explained that, I'll talk about what birch symbolized in the Old Norse beliefs. Overall, it all ties together with the findings and such. So to me, birch is a very high vibrational tree, and its energies are especially good for helping with connecting to entities of nature as well as the deities. It's also the best tree to help with traveling to other realms, in my opinion. It's also a very purifying and healing tree, strongly so in fact. I also feel that birch is strongly connected to especially Freya and Frey. I do also associate Eir and Frigg with it as well in certain aspects. And to the Vikings, birch was thought of being a tree of purification, cleansing, fertility, vitality, new life, and renewal. They also associated birch with Freya, Frey, and Frigg, actually, interestingly enough. They also used the bark and wood of it to build cradles as a celebration to the start of new life. They also used the wood for maypoles and great fires celebrating the spring, which is Beltane as most pagans refer it to. They also drank the sap of it too in the early spring as to celebrate that season, and also made it into alcoholic drinks as well. But how and why did they even come up with the idea of drinking this tree's sap? Well, I'm pretty sure it had to do with Frey. This tree is associated to him after all, and drinking the juice of Frey himself would then help with fertility. I mean, I can't know for sure, of course, but I think it's a pretty good theory nonetheless. And why in the early spring out of all the seasons? Well, I believe that the reason is because spring itself is the time of new life. So I think they did this all in a ceremonial way, probably. And also, I have recently heard that birch sap is getting more and more popular to drink as of late too. So I did some research of this as to why people drink this, and it showed that its sap is full of beneficial nutrients like vitamins and minerals. But interestingly enough, folic acid is one of these nutrients that's in it, and I find that specifically interesting since I already associate birch with Freya and Frey, and the Vikings too, because folic acid is such an important nutrient both for when you're trying to get pregnant and also during the pregnancy itself. Folic acid doesn't only help women with fertility though, it actually helps men as well, it seems like, according to many different studies. So I think that's all very interesting anyhow, and also the fact that the Vikings' beliefs of the birch tree's properties actually is supported and backed up by science as well. How awesome is that? I love it when you can combine those two. So now we've talked a little about the meaning of birch and all, but what about the human bones that was found around that stump on Frösö? So I mentioned in the last episode that samples were taken from the findings and of the tree stump itself, and all those were then tested with the C14 method. And the results of that was that it could be determined that all of these were in fact from the years of the late 900s to early 1000s, which is the Viking ages, simply put. The total amount of human bones was counted to 29, and it was also determined that those were of two adults, a child aged 3 to 5 years, as well as an infant, which was not older than 6 months. And old stories from a man named Adam of Bremen, who was an historian and a storyteller in the early 1000s, tells of human sacrifices being hung up in the trees by the Vikings at their blots. He never witnessed this happening himself. It was hearsay only from those who had been there to witness it, which he then wrote down. But I just want to point out that we just cannot be totally certain that human sacrifices like this were actually made. We do have some evidence that supports that theory, but it's not at all determined that this was in fact happening. We just cannot be totally certain, really. If it is true that sacrifices were being made this way, I think that it was in that case very rarely done, and only in very special situations, because if this would have been like a norm and done often, then it would have shown in the amount of bones found at trees, and there's just not that many that we have found as of yet anyhow. There's however a lot more findings of animal bones. But to go back to the tree stump under the church, if it was in fact happening like this, it's not at all certain that both adults and children were actually sacrificed. There can be several reasons for why there's both adults and children around the tree stump. Maybe it was only the adults that were sacrificed, if it now is in fact so that the Vikings did do that. But the children, however, somehow I just don't feel like those would have been sacrificed. And it's just a feeling that I got, but I can't explain it. I just feel like there's so many other possibilities as to why they are there. And one of the possibilities that I feel could be a good theory is that they probably have been given back to Frey, via the tree in a ceremony or a ritual, for example, after they've passed for some other reason, maybe sickness or something else, and not at all sacrificed. And as I'm saying this, I get chills all over my body, so maybe that means something. It usually does when I get those. So let's say if these children were not sacrificed and only given back to Frey, maybe it was done also in hopes of them being reborn again, because the Vikings did after all believe in reincarnation, as it seems. And what deity is better to ask for that if not Frey? But why do I believe these specific children would have been given back to Frey at the tree? And why is it not so that every child who got sick and died was put there then in that case? Well, I suspect that they believed back then that these specific children could have been Freys in some way or form, or how to explain it. And I will explain this all in more in depth in a future episode. I won't go into this all right now. So because of that, they might have felt they needed to give them back to Frey for some reason when they died, and hence they ended up where they are now. The adults were perhaps sacrificed, and there can be other reasons for why they are there as well, of course, but maybe they were sacrificed to accompany the children, or they too could have already been gone, so to say. Who knows, really? And if possible, I would like an analysis of the bones. Maybe there's something to be found that can tell us more of the life and death of them all. And I would also like a DNA analysis if possible, so it can be determined if the adults and the children were perhaps related somehow too, as well as figuring out the genders of them all. Those things would also be interesting factors to add to the calculations of this all. I have no information if this has been done already though. As for now, at least, as I don't work with archaeology now, so I have really no way of finding out at the moment. But let's go back to the sacrifices being hung up in the trees. The reason for hanging them up, if that is now what actually happened, they could have only been buried under the tree too, actually, but if they were strung up like Adam of Bremen describes it, then it can also be associated to the ways of how Odin did to get knowledge from other realms about the runes. Odin hung himself in the Yggdrasil tree, so it can also be assumed that maybe they hung up the sacrifices in the trees to help them reach the other realms, to symbolize what Odin was able to do because of it. And the fact that it was a birch on Frösö, it might indicate that they wanted the children and the adults to reach Frey specifically. But all in all, I'm no expert, I'm just saying that there can be loads of reasons for why there was human bones around the tree. As of now, we really cannot know for sure. The fact is, we just cannot know for certain what is true and what is not, and maybe in the future we will find more evidence that can tell us either way. But until then, all is only different theories really, and there's loads of them. If I could visit that place in the future, I might be able to witness the memories as I mentioned in my previous episode, with the help of all of my clair abilities too. Not only the clairvoyancy as I mentioned the last time, what I meant was that clairvoyancy is my primary clair when I do things like this, but it's not the only clair that I use to get information. It would be so exciting if I could go there and feel the ground and all. I need to do that, guys, someday. And when that day comes, I will be sure to take you guys with me. And now I want to talk about why I think the altar in the church was placed right over the bones and the stump. As I said in the beginning of this episode, I think that besides the fact of the symbolism of the Christian overtake, like a big marker, I think it meant something more too. I think it has to do with the power itself oozing from that tree. Because you see, the more energy people put into a specific place, object, or to the deities themselves, for example, with ceremonies, rituals, offerings and such, the energy grows stronger and stronger to that specific place, or deity, or whatever the energy is given to. And I think whoever built the church felt it was extra important to disguise the power source of the place, which was the tree, with the altar right above it, because they wanted the power it gave, but they disguised it with their stuff instead. You guys following how I'm thinking? I want to point out here though that I'm not by any means saying that this is in any way facts. This is only my own thoughts and suspicions about that. So, in conclusion, Frösö is certainly a very exciting place indeed, and a bit scary too. It cannot be determined for certain what has been going on there, but I'm keeping my eyes open for any future investigations of this all, and perhaps I'll even visit there myself to do my own investigation. It is, however, now time to reveal the Swedish word, and this time it is björk, which means birch, and it's spelled B. J, O with two dots over it, R, K, björk. And björk is one of my favorite trees out there. It's just beautiful and such a beautiful energy too. We're lucky to have so many birch trees all around us here in Sweden. It's a blessing, really. And if you learn how to work with björk in all of its aspects, you'll benefit greatly in so many various ways. And I'm talking to you who are practitioners now, though. Unfortunately, it is now time to round this up. And I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I want to thank you all for sailing with me once again, or for the first time. I'm truly honored to have you all on board, and I have to say, I truly have the best listeners. I want to thank you all for your kind words on both email, voice messages, and on Instagram. I'm truly so honored to have you all here, and I hope you all hop on board again next time. And until then, lots of love, ha det gott, and god jul!
Fad melt him in moder, hat mir skildikar.